In Detroit today, at the annual auto show, car makers are rolling out new designs, which they hope will make automotive history. Among them, a General Motors concept car that is meant to increase demand for cars fueled not by gasoline, but by hydrogen. Many engineers think the car of the future will be powered by fuel cells and will be almost entirely free of emissions. NPR's Larry Abramson reports that making the switch from traditional cars will involve a complicated dance between oil companies, car makers, and consumers.
When General Motors CEO Rick Wagoner unveiled the hydrogen-powered autonomy car today, he promised it would practically change life as we know it.
This concept provides a vision of the coming hydrogen economy, a world of truly sustainable mobility in which vehicles are propelled largely by renewable energy sources, thus essentially removing the automobile from the environmental equation.
Breathless enthusiasm aside, there's some truth there. Fuel cells use a plentiful resource, hydrogen, to generate electricity. No recharging required, no emissions either. Even perennial critics of the car companies, like David Friedman with the Union of Concerned Scientists, say industry knows its future lies here.
I think in the long term, basically every automaker is convinced that the future automobile is going to be run on fuel cells.
But carmakers still have to turn this technology from an expensive lab project into an affordable mass phenomenon. Fuel science professor Andre Behmann of Penn State University says Toyota and Honda figured out one way to do this when they gave early exposure to another automotive alternative, gasoline-electric hybrids, which get great mileage but still run on regular gas.
The consumers who are willing to sign on to purchase of those vehicles, the purchase is being somewhat subsidized by Toyota and Honda. The vehicle costs more to make than they're selling it for. And so it's kind of like a field consumer-based trial process.
But even if hydrogen-powered cars were affordable and in the showroom, consumers would have little use for them. That's because at most gas stations, you can ask them to fill her up with hydrogen. Before the first fuel cell-powered car can be sold, car and energy companies will have to agree on one of several sources of hydrogen and then build a brand new refueling network. Joe Irvin is with the California Fuel Cell Partnership, a consortium of 29 different companies that have joined together to avoid a technological collision.
You don't want to end up with two different kinds of fuel or two different ways to fuel the car. You want to keep all of those things simple and logical and technologically doable.
It's a complex process. That's why the shift away from the internal combustion engine will likely be gradual, not sudden, says David Friedman of the Union of Concerned Scientists.
I think we're going to go through a transition phase where we're going to have a mix of conventional vehicles, hybrid vehicles, battery electric vehicles, and fuel cell vehicles.
Whether consumers are interested in such a big shift is still uncertain, particularly in the U.S., where SUVs now make up half the market. But Fred Heiler of Mercedes-Benz says the attitude of drivers overseas is already much more open.
It has definitely changed in much of the rest of the world, where gasoline is already $5 or $6 a gallon. It's debatable whether it's changed in the U.S., where our price still hovers, $1.50 a gallon.
GM's autonomy car seems targeted at those overseas users. The company says it's much easier to picture a shift to a new car technology in countries where the driver population is relatively small but certain to grow. Larry Abramson, NPR News.